9:34 the time, 26 minutes before 10 o'clock on the Mornings with Ed show. And that song was apropos. It was titled Sweet Wine. And that's what you're about to experience right now, man. Some fine, sweet wine. We've had them in studio before. The band is Animal Son. Their EP is called Beginnings. They've got a brand new single called Homesick. And we're also going to hear something never heard before anywhere else. You will be the first to hear that. So do me a favor. Stephen Blake and William Alton are Animal Son. Please welcome to our beautiful Julie Lawton studios here in Laguna Beach, singing Without You. This is Animal Son.
Lonely, I think that I've lost it today. So tell me how you see reasons to carry on. Please, would you say that I will be okay? Cause it's so hard to be in love with the way that we are. Well, I'm afraid you'll find someone else, honey. So would you give me a chance to prove? Because I don't know where I'd be if I were without you. I don't want you to see yourself like I do. Oh, is this love, is this real? Because you never really had the time. One day I swear that you say someone that you can believe. Yourself like I do. Is this love, is this real? In your heart, do you feel it too? I don't know where I'd be if I weren't with her.
Stephen Blake, William Alton, they are Animal Son. That song, Without You, KXFM, live in studio. Now, they're back in studio next week. We got a lot of questions to ask them about that. They've also got a performance happening at Koreatown's hottest venue, Kiss Kiss Bang Bang. That's coming up February 26th. We'll talk about that as well as the Peppermint Club. They're doing a lot of stuff right now, man, so I can't wait to sit them down here. But let's hear something else first. This one is called Still Believe. So, Laguna Beach, do me a favor. Welcome Animal Son.
Mm-hmm. I cannot face the look in your eye. We'll say it's all for the best. In your head soft, laid at my chest before you leave. Hold me like you still believe. What we've done, made our mistakes, but lived high as one. This cloud beneath has been swept out from under our feet before you leave. Like you still believe, yeah.
Why we had listeners calling us back last month after their Troubadour performance in January saying how great they are live. Stephen Blake and William Alton, Animal Son, live here in our studios. We're going to have them in here for a conversation, but I do want you to hear this first. Brand new music. This is called Homesick. Animal Son.
Doesn't seem to pay me.
not coming home, I'm not coming. I'm not coming home, I'm not coming. I'm not coming home, I'm not coming. I'm not coming home. Going, not going home. Alone on the lake, the sun's in low. Going, not going home. The yesterday break from the abuse. Going, not going home. Alone on the lake, the sun's in low. Going, not going home. So don't you fear.
Animal Son on the Mornings with Ed show. Stephen Blake, William Alton in studio with us. That song, Home. So, well, first of all, welcome, guys.
Thank you for having
us. It's absolutely, our pleasure. Now, Homesick, the song we just heard, Grammy ballad. Is that what I'm hearing?
We've received word that it is looking like we have another shot at the ballad this year. Yes.
Wow. Yeah. And again, man, you had a shot at it last year, and again, it's the writing. For me, as I said before, beautifully written and wonderfully performed music, man.
Thank you.
Tell me about Homesick.
Homesick. Well, Will and I left Virginia around the same time last year. He went to Colorado, which is where we were supposed to go.
Right.
And I went to Los Angeles because we had a recording opportunity. And I was recording Explode, the first song on the EP. And I had a really, really bad, like, case of homesickness where it was weird. Like, I really didn't want to go home, but I really just missed how things used to be. It was kind of just like a crippling case of nostalgia.
Right.
And I entered this weird state of, like, missing my brother and missing Virginia, missing all these things. Like, we had these house parties. It felt like a big family. It's how we got our start over there.
Right.
It used to be 500 people that would fill up our living room, which is how we funded our EP. It was crazy. Right? Imagine getting, like, 500 college kids that have no money to pay $5 to go into a house with no alcohol and no cover songs at 8:30 at night. And that's what we were doing before we left. So I kind of entered that state, and Will and I, communication back and forth, wrote Homesick.
Right.
It's about missing. But you know you can't go home. The song is about conquering the homesick. Like, you realize that you can't go back. Things aren't going to be the same. The only way to progress is to move forward.
Right. And it is disappointing when you go back and it's not the same. If you have that feeling that it's just going to be exactly as I was when I left it here.
Yeah.
You know, well, congratulations to the college kids that were able to rifle through his drawers, by the way, while he wasn't looking. That's pretty cool. Yeah.
They did. They found things they did not want to find in the room.
I need to mention this because I mentioned it on the air the other morning, and I put in my notes today that Girl in Blue, the last time you were here, Girl in Blue was a fantastic song and still is, and you had 23,000 spins on it. Now it's over the 100,000 mark.
Yeah.
And it's only been, it's been less than 2 months since I saw you last.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, it feels pretty good.
That's a pretty modest there. That's pretty
good.
Huge,
man.
Well,
you want to take this one? I feel like I'm talking about.
I mean, what else can we say except that we're very, very happy to be getting that kind of attention.
Yeah. And I think what it is that once somebody hears you, and I'm not blowing smoke in your face here, man, but once somebody hears you, they catch on. And they're hooked, and you it's a hook, man. So you guys are, very cool.
We have a huge Mexican fan base.
Yes,
for that song.
Or I should say C.
Like, there's all these videos, if you go on YouTube and you look up Animal Son, Girl in Blue, it's like Spanish subtitles.
Chica en Azul.
Yeah. And it's like people pose, take photos
and
of
themselves.
And
we can look at our demographics and we can see there's actually getting a lot of play in Mexico City and Guadalajara and other cities in Mexico, so
right.
It would be
actually very cool. I'd love to go there.
I would love to play there. Yeah, that'd be sweet. I mean, we have a huge U.S. following, probably just by slight margin. Then it's like Mexico, and then it's UK, all in the thousands.
Right. On the 26th, you're performing at Kiss Kiss Bang Bang.
Yes,
it is the hottest venue in Koreatown. If our listeners haven't been there, it's a cool venue.
Yeah, it just opened up on Friday.
Now, it looks like it has everything ready for success, man. Yeah. So I have this thought. Is there a chance that you could be recording a live album at some point and that's the spot? That you may record some live stuff that we can put on that live album?
We definitely are in the talks of recording an album.
Okay.
We're definitely on the talks of recording stuff live. And if we ever were to do it, we would pick a place that's either Kiss Kiss Bang Bang or like that place. So, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and give it to you.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe. We'll give it to you.
I hope I wasn't letting any cats out of any bags here.
No.
Because I am allergic, by the way.
We are working on new music, but I don't know about a live album yet. We need to get an album before we get a live album.
Yeah, true.
Step one.
Now, let me ask you this. You did mention you were back in studio. Does that mean songs already written, ready to record?
Yep, the two you heard today.
All right.
Are next on the chopping block, and we quite honestly have, like, what, 30 songs?
Yeah, I was going to say, there is a lot of songs in the bag ready to be recorded.
Right. How do you narrow down what goes on, what you want to be an album? How do you narrow those 30 down to maybe 10 or 12?
Well, kind of like just a feeling.
It's a feeling, and it's our producer, Aaron, assuming the personality of J. Jonah Jameson from Spider-Man. And he goes through the list.
Get me that record!
Crap. He goes through it like a
I love the J. Jonah Jameson drop, man. That's awesome.
Well, he's our boy.
So. Yeah, so he's our boy. You know, we're tight. We go way back. No, but like we go through them. It's pretty easy to suss out like what our audience is going to connect with. Like, we'll drop songs live. Like, we've played Still Believe live, like, 4 times now.
Right.
At the venue, and we'll test it. Yeah. And we'll be like, guys, we'll do a little poll. If you don't like the song, we're not recording it. We're kidding, obviously. Yeah. But, like, you know, we'll make – the audience gets included with our decision.
Right.
You know, we don't just go in the studio. It's producer, us, what we think is right, and then the audience really kind of has the final say.
Right. As if I may, as a member of your audience, tell you how much I love Still Believe, and if there ever is a live album soon, Still Believe needs to be on there, man.
Yes.
Tell me about that song here. Why do I love it so much? Why?
Oh, boy. So Still Believe was written right after I graduated college. Will was still in school, so we were kind of separated for a little bit. We're a year apart, at least in terms of school. We're actually about 2 years apart in age, but in terms of school, it was a year apart. So I was living up in D.C., and me and my college girlfriend split. It was really, really, really messy, and we kind of started hanging out again several months later, and it just didn't feel right. And there was kind of that moment where, like, we kind of looked at each other, and I knew it was over for good. I knew I was never going to see her again.
Right.
And I kind of, like, hugged her. Kiss goodbye one last time,
right.
And I was like, "Well, time to move on with my life. Good luck with yours." And it was this incredible emptiness and sadness of just about how people come in and out of your life, and they're such a big part of it, and then they leave, and it's like they were never there.
Right.
So I wrote it about that moment of like, just before you leave, hold me like you still believe, like it could have worked out, could have been better, and that message kind of transcribed a little bit into a deeper meaning. Like it kind of went back to like mortality, you know, like people are leaving, you know, passing on, and for a minute, hold them like it's going to be okay. Like, but it started there with that one instance. I remember after that happened, I went home and wrote the whole song in six hours. Just went right from that moment, went home, stayed up till 4 a.m. writing the song.
Yeah, and closure happens with creativity.
Yep.
So once you were able to put that pen to paper and create from that, there's closure. Boom, I'm done.
Yep.
That's got to be really cool.
It was some serious closure. And Will, of course, you know, helped with a lot of the arrangement, and as he always does, and we, you know, have been wanting to record it for a few years now.
Yeah, it's been, it's always been up there as like a contender for what we want to record. This hasn't quite fit in with like the other songs that we're releasing at the same time. So.
Right, yeah, that makes sense. So you had to find the right space for it,
and I think Without You is a good pair, right? Because both are, you know, kind of love songs, but they're both polar opposite. One is like, I can't live without you. One is like, hold me like you still believe before you. You know what I mean? They're polar opposite, but they're kind of in the same vein in terms of, you know, production style and, you know, like, you know, two sides of the same coin. But really, you know, it's just been a waiting game for us. And I was going to say something else that I forgot it because I was letting you talk, but you know what? We're going to move on. Let's pretend like that didn't happen.
Yeah, well, just look at your crib notes there. Okay, so I want to talk about the Peppermint Club. You're co-headlining at the Peppermint Club. This happens April 23rd. And you perform magnificently live here in studio where it's just a few of us here watching you. And I imagine the energy you get from a live audience has just got to kick butt, and especially at a place like the Peppermint Club.
The Peppermint Club was just an awesome venue.
It's the best venue we've played, and we played the Troubadour.
Right, right. And I saw the pictures, and I got reports from listeners about the Troubadour show. And again, man, yeah, great live. And I the energy, man. Tell me about the moment before you hit the stage. The moment.
It is an indescribable adrenaline rush. I mean, Will and I grew up doing all kinds of sports. We were both all-star soccer players. We both were really into skateboarding, like really, really into skateboarding.
Right.
And there's no better feeling than walking out on stage and killing it and connecting with, you know, people.
Right.
That is the, I will can describe, there's no better feeling in the world.
Right. Yeah.
That's it.
Right.
That's the biggest high.
It's got to be.
Going on stage.
Yeah. That connection.
Yeah. And just the feeling you get when you know you've touched, like people, you've changed people, right?
Right.
You've impacted their lives.
Right. Yeah.
But beforehand, right before we go on stage, it's like, obviously, we can be very nervous people.
It's usually
but
goofy.
There's like, it's like really nervous, like right up until there's like the final 30 seconds, and then we're walking up on stage. It's like, all right, game time.
Right. Yeah. A listener sent me some pictures of the Troubadour show.
Oh, really?
And there's a picture of you in front of the Troubadour sign lit behind the stage. That feeling, did you turn your to the sign in mid song and go, wow, I'm here? And
yeah, we did.
And do you lose your place in the song?
No, we didn't, but I did miss a note on the guitar solo.
Okay.
I'm not gonna tell you where that is, you're just gonna have to find it. There is some footage out there, I found it. I was like, you didn't hear that report video? No,
all right. So, what do the next 30 days look like for you?
Studio. We have some meetings. Obviously, Girl in Blue has opened some doors for us.
Right.
So we're trying to follow up. And we have a acoustic recording of Without You. It's just like a YouTube video.
Right.
We performed at Collect, which that's really gotten people excited.
Right.
So those two songs we played are really what we're trying to use is, you know, okay, they've got Girl in Blue and they've got Homesick. They've had the Grammy ballad last year. They're K-Rock. They, you know, I sang at Staples Center for the LA Kings show.
Right, I remember.
Kings
that.
Game. We've played the Troubadour. We've done enough things now where our headlining shows coming up could be some career deciders for us, depending on like who comes.
No pressure.
No pressure.
No
right?
pressure at all.
So
man.
The next 30 days are
J. Jonah Jameson again.
We have to rehearse our butts off.
Right.
Like that is step one, and get in the studio and
it's going to be rehearsal and studio and meetings
and new gear.
And then Kiss Kiss Game Kiss Kiss Bang Bang too.
And a question out of just how does this fit in? If in fact you're going to, if are there videos in the works for either Without You or Still Believe?
They're concepts. Oh. I was thinking about a video for Homesick, and I had this idea for a while. Where it's a road trip.
Don't spoil it.
Okay.
Not spoiling it.
All right. Gosh. But there are videos that you're thinking about.
That was bothering
but
me.
They would interfere with the actual studio work if you were to want to start shooting videos.
It would take a day or two.
Really?
The whole thing is mapped out.
To shoot the video wouldn't take long.
And then it's not our job to edit it, right?
Yeah.
We hire somebody to do that.
Right.
I used to be really into video editing, especially with skateboarding, Final Cut, everything. But
right.
The guy that we have did the Girl in Blue video also, you met him, I believe, Aaron, he also does all the production, so we trust him.
Right.
So when it would come to, I will say the video will have a very similar feel to 1979 by the Smashing Pumpkins.
All right.
If you know that video.
Okay, I do, quite well, actually. And
except
let me ask you,
we won't be wearing dresses, but, well, maybe we will.
You don't know.
A skateboarding question. So when I'm driving down the street, why is it a skateboarder can never stick the landing, man? Every time I'm driving by a skateboarder,
you
can't stick the landing.
Pressure.
That's like literally 90% of skateboarding. If there's one thing that sport has taught us. Well, the sport taught us resilience. Like it's literally, you fall so much.
Right.
That's why you film it, because the one that you land only happens once.
Yeah, exactly.
The odds of you catching it are probably like 1 in 60, 1 in 100.
All right, I like those odds.
Depends on how good you are.
How do our listeners find you from here on in?
Our Instagram @animalsun, @animal_sun, sun is S-U-N. Go there, follow us. We post a lot of like leaks.
Okay.
Follow us on Spotify. Our Twitter is dead. We need people to follow us on Twitter.
Okay.
It, like, our, all of our other social media is in the thousands.
Okay.
Including our monthly listeners, but we just don't really use Twitter.
Twitter's struggling a little
Twitter's
bit.
Twitter's struggling.
Right?
Yeah. So, guys, if you're listening, fans, if you're streaming,
please.
Please follow our Twitter.
This it's is an SOS.
Pathetic.
Give us that Twitter account number again or
any
account address.
Animal Son.
It's so easy.
You can't miss it, guys. Come on. There's 2,500 of you on our Instagram. Someone's got to do it.
Animal Son in studio with us, Stephen Blake, William Alton. The new EP is Beginnings. The brand new single is called Homesick. Could not have been happier to have you guys here.
Thank you, man.
Thank you.
And we'll look forward to seeing you again soon, man.
Awesome.
All right.
Yep.